What do you want?
Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Oh, look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
January 12th, 2021, Patriot Power Hour. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here with a first-hand witness. We're going to get his account to the riots, well, there's so many different names, we won't even go into them, but what happened last week at the Capitol. And without further ado, Future Dan, are you there?
I am.
So, I got some questions. I'm going to let you do a lot of speaking. First off, you alluded to perhaps going to that on last week's episode, going to the Trump demonstration, or just everyone stormed Washington in a peaceful way. But obviously it's been spun a whole different route. But why did you go, first off? Why did you go to D.C. that day?
Network, and I went there because I went to Trump's inauguration, and the amount of security that was in place for that was my expectation, and it wasn't there.
So you had been there in 2017 for the inauguration, and compared to that, the security was very lax this go around.
All the corridors, traffic control, mechanisms that they use to cordon off the mall and bring people onto it. It was extensive at his inauguration. It was absent on January 6th.
Okay, so where did you go first? Maybe you can, I don't know if you moved around or stayed in one place. Really, you and I haven't really even talked about this. So maybe you can just kind of, where did you start? Where did you end? And what happened in between?
Yeah, now, before I do, I'm going to tell you, I'm exercising freedom of the press tonight, and I'm bench pressing 240 times 10. Like, I'm taking it to the maximum exercise. It's my personal record bench press. Can't do it anymore, wish I could, but, once upon a time. So I'm benching the maximum that the First Amendment allows. I'm going to tell you what I saw all the way through to the point where I left the scene. I started by coming in on the metro and getting off just east of the White House. And I moved with the crowd to the mall, and I first set up on the corner of Constitution Avenue and 15th. So the southeast corner of the area that was secured off for the White House grounds. And at that point, I made a prepping mistake. And it's not just a prepping mistake, it's just a soldiering mistake, it's a communication mistake, and I carried a radio in the military, know how to use communications and do it the right way, and I did not do signal check, I did not download and practice with the Spreaker app. So I attempted a daily audio cache from the corner of 15th and Constitution, overlooking the Washington Monument, and it was a sea of people, just a sea of people. 10 o'clock hour, and it failed. It never went to the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Well, that's to be expected, I think, because of so many people there, so much demand, let alone any nefarious stuff going on. So that was 10 a.m. That was before, quite, you know, a while before all this craziness went down, right? I mean,
right,
was it pretty peaceful at that time?
I'm going to tell you about the whole day.
Okay.
So I got to the middle center of Constitution Avenue facing north to the White House, and it was just massive crowds. You could barely see over them. And then closer to the White House, there was a security zone where you could get even closer and see the president. But just like the inauguration, we were further back and could just see the Megatrons. So the Portageons were there, the Megatrons were there, and the crowd was easily the largest I've ever seen or been in my life.
Bigger than the inauguration, then?
Massively bigger, yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it had to have outsized it.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we got right in the middle and listened to the president speak and just assessed the crowd. And it was, you know, very peaceful right there. There was chants that were rowdy, but it seemed like behind me on the hill by the Washington Monument, there was a, you know, probably more, you know, just more louder crowds, more agitated, perhaps. And then down in closer to the White House, it was just, you know, the typical MAGA, everybody's just, you know, yelling, "We love you, President Trump," you know, just the fans.
Okay, and then what happened from there, though?
So the president spoke, and then if you know the geography, Constitution runs east, west, and streets to the south of it do too. And Pennsylvania runs right out the door of the White House down to the Capitol, straight shot. And the crowds just turned to the right based on what the president said. Everybody acknowledges he said, you know, go to the Capitol and let them know and protest. And I believe he said peacefully. And we all started moving that direction. I took a detour, got away from the crowd, so I take my mask off, get a little air, and use a restroom, and get some food. So after the president spoke, I basically went and got lunch real quick. Then I headed to the Capitol.
And by then, I mean, what was the scene looking like? And what were people saying really before, but more importantly, I guess, after Trump's speech? What was the sense of the crowd, I guess, is what I'm trying to get to.
Just outraged at what they perceived as a stolen election.
So they were going down there, and you went out to go get lunch. And I guess, what did you came out, and you see a bunch of tear gas, probably. But what was the scene when you kind of got out?
No, I took my time, and I was aware that there was other protests and speakers all around the Capitol earlier. And when I tried to put out the Daily Audio cache, given the scene at the corner of the 15th and Constitution, all the cell connectivity just collapsed, right? And it makes sense. It was that many people trying to stream back to all across their families and friends across the United States. You know, so there just wasn't enough coverage.
Okay.
I later saw a gigantic AT&T, like, trailer lift cell repeater that was in the area, but it wasn't enough. So, yeah, when we got to the Capitol, the barriers had been broken down that you see on TV. The crowd had pushed all the way up to the, you know, western side of the Capitol.
Now, what kind of police force? Something that I was wondering. So you said early on there was no police force, and from what we've seen, at least on mainstream media, there was not much there. After all this went down, did people scatter? Did the police actually start coming in force and then start being like, back out, back out? Because I knew that, you know, all the reports I've seen is they kind of let the crowd get closer and closer. and you were not. And you weren't really part of that. So, but at the end, what happened towards the end, or you know, I don't know the exact timeline, but
the first police I saw were already on the top of the front of the west of the Capitol, and they had fallen back to the upper level, and the staging for the inauguration, the extra seats they put in, and that area underneath it had been completely subsumed by the crowd.
Did the crowd in the middle and kind of back area, did they even know that people had breached and that there was, you know, all that stuff going on? People taking photos in Pelosi's office and stuff?
I tried hard to get news reports and check it out, and it was I just had no communication. I had no way of knowing until I got there. And then the outer perimeter of, like, bicycle fence and net fence was invisible because the crowd, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people had already crossed it and trampled it.
Dang, that's crazy. That's crazy. So how long did you stick around? Did you get out after a while, or did you stay? I know that there was a curfew imposed.
I witnessed the police throwing tear gas and the crowd throwing it back. I witnessed the crowd being sprayed with other anti-riot agents. You think they are, but it was pink mist over the top onto the crowd. Don't know what it was. I witnessed doors that suddenly were open from the outside. I had no idea how or why those doors would have been open. They didn't have to be. The crowd couldn't get through them. And it's just an open question whether they were opened from the inside by the other people that did succeed in entering or by who. But I did comment to someone at the time that that's the door you go into to get arrested. That if you're going in there, that's way beyond what they're going to tolerate. And later, I found out that, you know, people have been shot, that significant amount of people had gotten inside. I did see doors open. I also saw climbers make bold climbing moves to get to the top and hang flags very, very high up. They were not stopping.
That's pretty crazy. Wow. So this is surreal. Did you get pictures? Or I know you didn't have cell, but I mean.
It's just an eyewitness account on behalf of Prepper Broadcasting Network. I wish the daily audit cache I did put out was better, but it was the recording is that, and it was about 30 seconds long, and it comes from not preparing to run the app and rehearsing with it, a basic mistake that I just didn't dedicate the time to, and I wish I had. And also the volume of that crowd, it was so loud that at the time I attempted to make the daily audio cache, I was drowned out by the loud, the size and the volume of it. The chants were echoing. It was like a small sports arena, not even small, like mid-size arena, packed, a carrier dome crowd packed, or, Texas AT&T Stadium, amount of people shoved right into the front of that Capitol at the top of their lungs. So I did capture that in the daily audio cache. That's what it was, and I know a lot of people that heard it were thinking, what the hell was that? That was my attempt to record that crowd and the sound of it, but I wasn't too successful in making clear what it was.
That's all right. I did hear as soon as it came through. And I was like, wow, I don't know where you're going. I just hope you're safe. Glad you did end up being safe.
There was no threat of violence anywhere outside. It was a massive act of civil disobedience. And I think, we're going to get into the news later, but I've not been able to look at it differently than this. There was inside and they were outside, and they were different. And one of them may have exploited the other. Or one of them may have been the excess of the other. But the one that was outside was 40, 50, 60, 70,000 Americans chanting at the Congress from really close up. And it was a sight to behold.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. And look, I'm not apologizing for the people that broke in and did that by any means. But look, everybody knows that there's some bad apples out there, some crazy people out there. There's people that just want disorder and they want to take advantage of the situation. So if even only there was less than 1% of the crowd that went in there, and we all know 1% of humanity is absolutely crazy. So,
yeah, the massive crowd on the outside versus the riders on the inside. The only thing I would admit is they had to have rioted. They had to have, you know, either there was a LIHOP operation and they were baited in, or they were agitators, provocateurs in among the ranks. I don't know. But all of that was long gone, and they had busted it down and gotten through all the barriers up until, the very, very top of that western side capital. And those police never left. They just fell back repeatedly because just that many people scaled the front of the building.
Well, that's something, and I don't want to lose that. We're running a little bit short on this. We are going to get to the news blitz, folks, as always. We'll talk a little bit more about this after the fact. But you stated that there were more people than the inauguration, which was huge, but there was fewer cops. I'm a numbers guy. What can I say? Were there 50% as many, you know, police security forces? 20%? I mean, there's more people. So how many fewer police, security, et cetera, was there? Was
it several orders of magnitude less?
Wow. So there was only a few percentage of the same security? Literally?
Yes, easily. Yes. I saw staging of Capitol Police, Park Service, during the event, after I decided there's nothing really more. This is what it is. I'm leaving.
Yeah, man. I'm not even getting conspiratorial here. I mean, but let's just say at a minimum, that's horrible, horrible management, but there might be other things going on for sure that we should explore, and we will be with the news blitz. Got about 30 seconds left. What else you got to say? I mean, don't feel too rushed, but, you know, we'll talk a little bit later, but go ahead. You got any other thoughts, you know, that you want to get on the record here real quick?
I do not. I'm not going to break my silence on this matter for a while either. That's all I'm saying about it.
All you got to say. So, folks, firsthand witness account, that was amazing, to be honest. And like I said, I had not spoken with Future Dan since this happened, so I had no idea. It sounds like you're really in the thick of it. Glad you're safe. We'll talk more about the ramifications of that and, of course, hit the news and all the propaganda going on about this, too. We'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery, the real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the National Disaster Relief Effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Thank you.
achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Oops, Patriot Power Hour, we are back. It's time for the News Blitz. January 12th, 2021, Ben the Breaker of Banksters with Future Dan, Ronnie Shotgun. Let's get straight into the News Blitz, as always. Follow along, FutureDanger.com. This is very rare. I've only seen it a handful of times, not even necessarily. Urgent and trending news, this particular indicator on Future Danger. That means it's getting tons of action. Let's just run through the headlines again. Each of these corresponds to a full article. I encourage you to read them. But we're just going to hit a few of the headlines. As you probably heard, Twitter and Facebook suspend the president's accounts. Six tech platforms censor the president and some of the supporters over DC riots. Wall Street Journal was initially reporting that Alex Jones led the siege on U.S. Capitol. Later, he said he was going to sue them and played his own voice saying, do not go there with violence. So they actually retracted it. Wall Street Journal actually retracted the claim that InfoWars Alex Jones led the siege to the Capitol. Wall Street Journal also in this. Wall Street Journal acknowledging that Google blacklists many of these sites. We've seen Parler, our own intrepid commander, talked a lot about this and others on this network. Parler kicked off Amazon Web Services. It's suing Amazon after the ban. GoDaddy has kicked off the world's largest gun forum. So it's not just social networks, but commerce as well. Twitter suspends more than 70,000 accounts. This is all news blatantly censored. There's several more articles, to be honest, but we got to keep rolling. Two, elections are stolen. Michigan print shop created fake ballots for Pennsylvania and other swing states. ABC, CNN broadcast real-time theft of 32,000 votes in the Georgia Senate runoff election. Judge approves discovery motion in high-profile Michigan election fraud case. Sorry, there's actually a couple more in the previous area I wanted to read about COVID. Don't forget about COVID. The CDC big lie about asymptomatic transmission of SARS-CoV-2. I really encourage everyone to read that. Geez, if you had to read one article of what I've said so far, it's probably that, because you've probably heard all this other stuff. But go check out the CDC big lie of asymptomatic COVID. A couple more articles. We'll move on to the next column. DHS, facial and iris recognition can ID people wearing masks. You can bet your bottom dollar they're working on technology to even improve that. DC police barricade president's supporters in the hotel. Federal judges knock down New York governor's limits on church attendance. And even more if you want to go through. Let's move on, though, to national security. Police state that known Antifa pose as pro-president and presidential supporters, Trump supporters, to infiltrate the Capitol riot. And that they were, a lot of them were at the head of the attack, the spearhead. Really, there's multiple videos of them impersonating the supporters and causing problems all throughout DC region at that time and even in other areas too. I think, you know, let's look forward as well. What's the next step? We got to learn, take a lesson from this maybe. But there's videos, go check out these videos, three videos right there. There's questions about the chaos at the Capitol. It wasn't all Antifa in there, obviously. Protesters might have breached the Capitol security with inside assistance. That's what a congresswoman says. And we've actually seen Capitol Police resigning and getting in trouble for posing with selfies with the rioters and helping them in and even removing some of the barricades, etc. And here's another article of a BLM activist posting pictures, posing as a Trump supporter before the siege. So, that's to be expected. Gotta be wary for that infiltration. Let's keep moving on, though. Video shows D.C. cops helping Capitol rioters. U.S. Capitol Police officer dies from the riot. 5 dead and several others arrested and hurt. Very happy it was not more. And let's hope that this weekend coming up, which we'll talk a little bit about, more is planned if we don't see other violence. And, yeah, I didn't even look at this video, to be honest. But not only just shooting that woman in the neck, but also pushing protester off of the balcony. Pretty bad. Let's move on to foreign black ops, though. We got domestic issues, but we can't forget about the outside enemy as well. China waging campaign to influence American school textbooks. They got the media. They got Disney coming after your textbooks. It's probably going to be their least effective. Chinese Communist Party strengthens foreign influence ops through overseas students. Department of Justice alleges national security equities were stolen from the Capitol. Interesting. And of course, we've seen that the House Speaker's laptop allegedly was stolen, as well as others. As understanding of Russian hacking grows, so does alarm. So we talk a lot about China on here, but we can't forget about Russia either. There's a little bit of news in the Mid-East, but Middle East, not too much. A little bit, though, with some proxy warfare in Yemen heating up, potentially. Israel pounds an Iranian base near Damascus with some airstrikes. That's the last thing we need, is that to flare up. So now, looking forward, and I know some listeners of PBN have been talking to me about this, and I've been seeing, you know, grumbles of this, that National Guard has been called up in big-time deployment in D.C. and other areas, remaining in D.C. through end of January, according to this article. Army Secretary says National Guard may be armed in the streets of D.C., up to 15,000 deploying for the presidential inauguration, and the Washington Monument is closed. So now the police state's coming in to fill the vacuum. Don't you worry. And there's now a 7-foot-tall fence erected around the U.S. Capitol. Lots of activity. Let's keep rolling. Explosive devices and rifle, handguns. We heard about this. FBI warns invoking the 25th Amendment could cause huge armed uprising. Very hopeful future false flags. And just people that are fed up and go crazy. I absolutely am against that sort of violence. But it'll be a perfect excuse for them. Try to take the guns. Don't fall into it. I'll leave it at that. Armed protest planned for 50 state capitals, FBI says. Well, when an intrepid commander went to the Virginia state capitol, guess what? Thousands and thousands of armed right-wingers and no one got shot. So if that doesn't hold true in the next week or two, then, you know, we got to look for why. There's a lot of reasons that we'll discuss. And quickly, just throw this in there, 200,000 illegals have been caught since October. That's just the official number. Economic. Let's knock through economic real quick. American Gold Eagles up 455% in 2020. So gold and silver were up a little bit, you know, I think 20-30% for the year, but sales were up 455%. People want to secure their wealth any way possible. Initial jobless claims, 787,000. Still a lot. U.S. auto sales plunged to 1970s level in 2020. So we have way more people than 1970s, but we're only selling that many cars. That's a dislocation in the economy. Printing money will not fix it all. And very quickly, LA firearms stores see spike in business after Capitol riot. Yeah, even some of my most, let's just say, left wing or left leaning friends literally have or are seeking to purchase firearms. So that's the American way, not just right wing nuts, quote unquote, with guns. Even in LA, they want guns. Let me knock through health and natural news real quick, and we'll go to commercials and get feature Dan back on the phone. Talk about this and more to finish out the Patriot Power Hour. That vaccinations out there. What kind of news we got there? Well, Portuguese health professional dies 2 days after the vaccine. A Miami Beach doctor dies following the vaccine. Hundreds going to the ER, according to a federal government report, let alone that's the official numbers. So, but that's to be expected. I mean, they will say, well, there's got to be some side effects. You know, it's for the greater good. That's their logic, I suppose. Rate of adverse reactions to COVID vaccines 50 times higher than the flu shot. Biden to use federal leadership to accelerate COVID vaccination. Sounds great. I want to talk about this. I really want to talk about the vaccine for a couple minutes today, if we can remember to do that. But let me keep moving on. Chinese officials delete critical data about the Wuhan lab. Federal government warns of possible new U.S. variant. There's a Brazilian variant. There's, I believe, an Italian variant. All the variants, I've talked about, and I'm not the first one to talk about the fact that it's going to mutate, and that's the reason a vaccine's pretty much not effective. But, you know, they're going to make you get a vaccine and still quarantine and put that lockdown in. A couple more, and we'll get to commercials here. I do want to get the read in real quick. Californians ordered to stay within 120 miles of home. Kind of a soft quarantine. They got all these different barriers. You can only be within 6 feet. You can only be 120 miles from home. They want to control all the different distances of your life. All right, well, that's about it. We'll talk more about the news on the way back in. Remember, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Support the network. Support the Patriot Power Hour. All the archives, transcripts, all that good stuff. PrepperBroadcasting.com. And, of course, we got some awesome sponsors you need to check out. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about the most affordable and effective preparedness purchase that you can make in 2021. Fire Edge is a fully customizable vehicular preparedness system. It can hold magazines, firearms, IFACs, tourniquets, pepper spray, flashlights, anything you need at arm's length. It fits snug in the door pocket of any vehicle. Oh, and how about all that for $20? Visit FireEdge.org today and use the promo code 2021, and you will get yours for $20.21, the ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Visit FireEdge.org and use promo code 2021.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
I see the bad moon horizon. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad.
Patriot Power Hour, we are back. We are live, of course, on this January 12, 2021 episode. almost had some tech issues today, but able to pull it out, that American ingenuity. Yeah, we'll just say that. But Future Dan, I had a intense news blitz, one of the more intense news blitz of recent memory. What did I cover that you want to talk about? I want to talk at least a minute or two about vaccines. We can talk more about your experiences. Just what was your, you know, really, I want to hear what you think, you know, the mainstream media. We don't talk much about the mainstream media because we like to talk about facts and not just propaganda arms. But how is this, the events of last week being spun? And, you know, this coming week, one thing I wanted to ask you, if are you going to D.C. this coming week? I know that there's more protests planned, peaceful, hopefully. You know, where do you see go forward from here?
I don't know about covering more of that because we're getting into Operation Garden Plot time, where active duty troops who should have been deployed to the streets when the Baptist church near the White House was burned, but somehow Esper, the defense secretary, couldn't do it, will probably put, and I've told this story on the air, being a member of the readiness brigade out of Fort Bragg that goes to control riots, but that level of you know, military reinforcement is almost inevitable, and I don't think they'll be playing around with crowds.
Yeah, I want to be playing around. I mean, that doesn't say be afraid of the police state and not go exercise your rights. So, but on the flip side, I want to be careful. There could be some skull cracking and you might get caught in between, you know. Risk, be advised. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I like I said in the first segment, very few police, and I was never near them. They had fallen back all the way on, you know, to the top of the balcony of the west side, and virtually none to speak of in the streets. You know, to think that they'd let that happen again is inviting trouble, that's for sure.
What did you well, I don't even, we can talk more about this topic if you'd like, but there's so many other topics I talked about, COVID and the economy. What else you got on your mind?
Well, you had a question for me concerning the media spin, but
okay.
What's the exact question you're asking?
I mean, especially the first night or two, they just had a field day with comparing this to 9/11, Pearl Harbor, domestic terrorism. Even Rand Paul was up there sniveling on the, you know, it was a little rough to see. But regardless, it's been the propaganda effect. It was big win from the mainstream media, at least. But I guess the question is, do people believe that? Do people believe this is a true insurrection, as CNBC would call it?
Well, all it took is Ashley Babbitt getting blown away to change it. And I remember hearing a guy with a bullhorn announcing that there had been shootings on the inside from the outside where I was reporting from. And I also remember people in the crowd disbelieving that anybody had been shot on the inside. Hmm.
That makes sense. I mean, it'd be really, you wouldn't be able to confirm, and there's rumors all the time, I'm sure. Like, All right. Other topics. I mean, we could talk about COVID. We could talk about economy. We could talk about the upcoming. I mean, obviously, it looks like Biden's coming in. We went through the entire gamut. I'm really glad we did the threat assessment, election assessment, and went through pretty much every permutation we talked about, and that's over. So Biden's taken over.
Including rioting at the Capitol. We talked about, you know, where that could happen. I was going to say it would happen at a state capitol before this, and it didn't. So it got all pent up and came out in that giant crowd on January 6th.
Well, I'm concerned that this coming weekend in the state capitals, things could be hit. I mean, you know, hoping for the best, but would not be surprised if this is not the end of it, to be honest.
No, this is a dissent that you got to look at soberly. It's not the civility that any of us are born and raised with, but it's not too far away from the history of the world where a lot of countries end up at times. So you got to brace for it.
Well,
but you got to know it's for real.
Yeah, I kind of want to put it in perspective, though, as well. Look, we're the Prepper Broadcasting Network. We're preparing, in theory, for EMP bombs, right? That is so many orders of magnitude more dangerous than what we're seeing here. So don't have absolute panic and fear. Point is, we're expecting this stuff.
One increases the possibility of the other. If this were to happen in Beijing or Moscow or any other capital, like that amount of citizens in a massive angry mob at their government, they'd be concerned about losing power to being just flat out overrun. The perception is different than we have. Legitimately, most Americans don't think that the government was attempted to be overthrown. Insurrection involves, armed resistance to the government, not what we saw on January 6th. But it invites adversaries to think that, a coup is possible in the United States in some way, right? That the government could get unstable. And if they got, major war plans that have contingencies for this, which clearly we do for other countries. If other countries become unstable, it's not like people in the Pentagon for decades haven't thought about what we may have to do. Usually it's for third world countries, right? So, for China and Russia to be looking at the situation, if things got dire enough and unstable enough, that's a sign of weakness that could invite an EMP attack.
No, a good point. I mean, that's a good point. I'm just saying, folks, this is nothing compared to where it's going to go. So I hope you guys aren't scared and freaking out already. This is just getting started, unfortunately, for better or worse. But imagine if there was social media during the Civil War or American Revolutionary. Do you think it'd be a little crazier than this? We're just getting started. Get buckled up, folks. We're going to break. Patriot Power Hour. We'll finish up here on the other side. Go to PrepperBroadcasting.com and check out our sponsors, of course. We'll be right back.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, we got a solid 10 minutes, then we're going to make way for the Next Generation show on Double Barrel Tuesdays. This has been the Breaker of Banksters. We're going to finish this off. Future Dan, I got a question for you. Do the American people finally realize that the election system is, for all intents and purposes at this point, broken and fraudulent, and you got to do something besides just go out and vote? Sorry to say, I told you guys so. It's broken. You got stolen. You live in a dictatorship. That doesn't mean we can't go back and fix the system and go back to a representative democracy and a republic with a legitimate voting system. But it's fraudulent. It's been fraudulent forever. The Republicans and the conservatives are never going to win a presidential election ever again until, things are fixed. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I haven't even come to terms with the amount of just the allegations of the misdeeds in those certain states and the likelihood that it goes to the same place that the, you know, the IRS repressing the Tea Party went, or, you know, the gun running that came out of the southwest of the United States, or Benghazi, or Clinton's laptop. Like, all these things that, you know, were serious allegations that were just never completely investigated in any reasonable way. They never resolved. And, yeah, it's not the country we grew up in. And how it gets restored from here, I'm not ready to even speculate right now. This is just, if you're on a roller coaster, this is the straight down part of the ride, and you're just hanging on. You're not, you know, thinking about, you know, oh, it'll smooth out up here, and eventually it'll be over. It's just down right now.
No, that's definitely true. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You know, it's a crazy time, to say the least. Now, I heard, gosh, you and I had actually talked about this term before, accelerationism. And the one and only Alex Jones was actually talking about accelerationism in a negative connotation, that accelerationists say we're going to a civil war anyway, we might as well be violent. Now, you've called me an accelerationist, but a financial accelerationist. I am not a civil war accelerationist, first off. Second, you know, we only have a few minutes left. We don't have to get totally into this at this point, but I know that you're a big proponent of nonviolence, and in a way, you know, the keyboard is mightier than the AK-47, right? AR-15, and pen is mightier than the sword. First Amendment, there's a reason it's the first. But in terms of violence or protecting yourself, I mean, people need to be starting having that conversation with themselves and their loved ones. We're not here to tell you what to think, but there's got to be some lines you got to cross, or that cannot be crossed, I should say, rather. Even though I am a huge proponent of, you know, peaceful non-compliance, civic disobedience, for example.
Yeah, I don't know where this goes, Ben, but moving to state jurisdictions that defy federal authority and protect their citizens, it might be coming up. There might be mass migrations as people flee states and territories where the type of authority is being exercised that is intolerable.
Well, that's one of the best parts about America that the founders put together, I think. And, you know, it's almost like a little experiment in each state. And there's these bulkheads, right? And you can go to the certain states that float your boat to some degree. And that's been a big debate. I mean, there was a civil war about state rights versus federal and all the federal papers and anti-federal, blah, 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 federalist. And, you know, where is Biden going to come in and clamp down on states' rights? Could you see a big battle between the states and the feds in this regard?
Well, it's just going to be a continuation of what Obama was doing.
That's a good point. I feel like it's the Obama 2.0, but really that's like the Clinton 3.0 or 4.0 administration. but no, I feel like it'll be an accelerated, though, and more extreme and panicked version. So whether that's the gun rights, whether that's, you know, oh, everyone, we need universal basic income, we need Medicare for all. If you don't agree, then you're a terrorist, just as much as if you own a gun. You know, they're going to definitely overreach, and they're everything from taxes to the stimulus payments, all that is just going to be centralized and more power to the feds. At least that's their goal. I think the states are a good bulwark. A lot of the states, maybe not, but some of them, you know, I think if you're in a state that you think's going downhill, it might be a good idea to get out while you still can.
Yeah, you know, after the Great Depression, the federal presence of the federal government, you know, exploded. In the 60s, it exploded. Occasionally, we get deregulation with a president that, you know, lifts the burden off our back, but it does seem to be a one-way street in history. And it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, I witnessed the end of the Cold War. I saw, you know, the Berlin Wall fall. and aspects of what happened at that Berlin Wall when it was coming down resembled the crowd at the Capitol, just standing up to a form of tyranny that you can't take anymore. And that, at that time, you know, Francis Fukuyama wrote The Last Man, right? The last form of politics was the model of the Western democracy with capitalism. And if we keep heading in this direction, it's really akin to, you know, what the Nazis put into effect in the 30s, corporatism combined with fascism, and nations that fall into it end in ruin. So we got to stop that from happening. This is the Patriot Power Hour. Patriot means a lot of things these days, but to me, it stands for not letting that kind of regime, you know, erect itself in our country.
Definitely. No, yeah. I mean, funny enough, the initial name of the episode last week was "What is a Patriot?" We didn't talk about that as much as I wanted. I kind of wish we did because it's so relevant now, but we will have to delve a little bit more into that topic because it's more and more important, I think. And we're going to see, I feel like, and this has been in the DHS lingo, they've been kind of prepping for this themselves, the Patriots who are going to try to bring freedom back to America. They're the next terrorists. They're the next Al-Qaeda, the good old boys, da-da-da-da. This has all been programmed. This is not conspiracy. There's levels to this, of course. But long story short, what is a patriot? It's even more important this week than it was last. So we'll definitely have to hit on that at some point.
Well, if there are any patriots out there, perhaps some of them went into that Capitol and got a hold of laptops that show treason. And don't think that our country is not at the point where military forces based in the D.C. region could operate among that crowd with the intent of getting at some of those laptops. And maybe they were let in, too, not by the people you think. And would those laptops show up and what was on them could really crack this open. And the most peaceful resolution would be the party that lost power swings back into power in a heavy way in 2 years, and this democracy recovers itself. And it's hard to see that happening right now, because if they can corrupt elections as we saw this time again, then it moves past the ballot box, and it's not going to be good for any of us. In the big scheme of things, Ben, I was much more worried about a collapse in March when we had so many black indicators. And we're not as a level of dangerousness this week as we were at the end of March, in my opinion. But we've seen two of these deep, deep, dangerous situations, and there's no reason to think that more of them aren't in the offing this year. Get prepared. Keep prepping. That has to be said.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if COVID wasn't a wake-up call, maybe this will be. All right, well, I think that's about the end of our show. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary. I believe next week will be our 1 year with Prepper Broadcasting Network. Super stoked about that.
Yeah, really grateful to be on the network, to have opportunity to speak to the audience. And it's been great. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, all right, guys. I think that's about it for Patriot Power Hour. This has been the Breaker of Banksters, Future Dan. We'll talk to you guys next week.
to reach out to those who want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.